terrible start for us, or we were flat, we were off, we didn't do the things that we'd been talking about or working on. But I thought as the game went on, we got so much better. We were very dominant. We played some good football at times, created some good chances. So it's a good stepping stone for us. And we'll take the 3 points and we'll move on. It's a full house, and we want to keep full houses every week. We want to make sure that we can give the fans something to shout about and something to be proud of and to get behind us. And I think very naturally, people playing here for the first time, it maybe just didn't kick from minute one. But as I said, I thought as the game went on, it started to settle a little bit. That's not an easy pitch to play on, especially the football that we want to try and play. So I was delighted for the players. I was delighted they reaped the rewards for their hard work. Yeah, great credit to Alex. Alex was in, he was out, he was in, he was out, and he was staying, he wasn't staying. But as I say, great character to the kid, that he just rolled his sleeves up and he kept getting on with it day in, day out. And I couldn't be more pleased for him after that goal tonight. Yeah, listen, it's only natural. As I say, everybody's been listening to the expectation that I think somebody told me we were actually in the Champions League final as well this season, that we were strong favourites for that. But we just have to keep doing what we're doing. That they're an unbelievable bunch of boys in that change room, and as I keep saying this, that the work that they put in pre-season, the work that they put in the last 2 weeks leading into the Rovers, and it's not easy. We're kind of going from place to place at the moment because of the weather and pitches and all goes with it. There's not a complaint. They just roll their sleeves up and they get on with it. So as I say, I'm absolutely delighted for them tonight. People will not talk about the work that James Clark went through tonight, and I think you look at Brandon Fleming week in, week out. He's people talk about a 7 out of 10. Brandon sits at an 8 and a 9 out of 10 every week. And this is the one thing about James, to be fair to him. He doesn't look for the headlines. He's one of the boys. He rolls his sleeves up, and he's very much part of what we're doing. There's no ego with him. There's no egos with anybody in that team up to this point, and it's been a joy to be around. I'm hoping and praying that as every week goes on, you'll see better performances, and you'll see the things that we're doing in the training ground and the things that we're doing in analysis all starting to kick in, and people start building relationships on the pitch, and that's all time. We brought 10 new players in. I think there was 5 new players in our starting 11 tonight. At this minute in time, we just have to find a way to win. I know that's not necessarily pretty. It's maybe not what the fans want to watch, but I thought they were great tonight, getting behind us, and as long as we try and excite them, as long as we keep working really, really hard, that I've no doubt they'll stay behind us.